Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Good morning. Hump day already.
Look at
that. I love these four-day work weeks. For most of us, not all of us.
Listen, I took President's Day off. You chose to work. You could have had off. The boss gave you that option. What would you choose?
Well, and I did it because then I could get a comp day.
That's right.
I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to take it this coming Monday.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do a college tour with my kids.
Actually, I'm off this Monday, too.
No, you're not.
So it's just producer Nate's going to be here.
You are not. You can't
maybe.
Be.
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought, very interesting. So I saw this on NBC 10. This could actually be the very first February in Philadelphia on record that we did not have one snowflake. Apparently, there are eight previous winters where we did get like trace amounts of snow.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't seen.
I don't know. I thought
anything.
I saw one in February.
Nope.
I could have sworn.
No. Nope.
Really?
This is a record I want to totally hold.
That's incredible.
So, what? We have 10 more days of this month.
10 more days. You're right. Today's the 19th, and it's 29 days.
It's a leap
this year. Yeah, that's right. Let's keep the trend going. I don't want to see another snowflake till. I don't know. Ever.
Ever.
I'm okay with it. I'm over the snow. Speaking of weather, by the way, it's starting out to be a very chilly morning, but it's going to be sunny today. It's going up to 53 degrees. Here's your Exergen Be Ready update. I pretty much just gave you 45 degrees right now, but the rest of the week looks pretty good. Yeah, we're on a good track here. Gary Barbera's Winters Are Mild deals are wild on the boulevard. $199 down or $199 a month. Holy Jeep. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Wranglers, Renegades, Rams, even Chargers and Challengers. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. $199 down or $199 a month. Holy Jeep, Dodges and Rams. At 544, we're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Did you guys hear what Wawa is testing right now? They want to expand their menu, okay, to possibly include burgers, waffle fries, and breaded chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
So they are serving them at select stores after 4 p.m. if you want to give them a try.
A little more menu options for you. Yeah. You know what the first thing I'm not even kidding. The first thing I ate when I got back from vacation.
Was it a hoagie?
It was a meatball sub. I was craving one. So I got the meatball sandwich with the mac and cheese.
Awesome.
I needed something I didn't eat all day.
Yeah.
If you could add one thing, though, to a Wawa menu, what would it be?
Oh, it would be like beer and wine.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to go to my Wawa and just bring home a bottle of wine if need be.
Totally agree.
It's one of those days.
Well, I mean, beer should be zoned and approved while every Wawa in the world. You know what I mean? Speaking of adult beverages, that is at the center of our IQ at 740. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation? I have an exact number, and I did count.
It's not necessarily impossible, but someone will get to it. But we got a lot of calls yesterday. No one's hit it yet.
No,
I can't believe we're doing this.
I know, because we're getting a lot of good guesses, but no one's even come close yet.
Okay.
But I do have the, I told you the specific
number. Yeah, I've got the number.
Absolutely. And
you guys, it's ridiculous.
$202, guys. You can win it again at 740. If you guess correctly, good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Okay, totally hypothetical question here, but if you had a baby, okay, and you named him or her after your favorite, like, TV or movie character, not actor, but the actual character, what name would you give that baby? The reason that we're asking is because this website, it's called Namerology.com, says that in the top 25 fastest-growing girls' names, they include Khaleesi, and Daenerys, which I'm sure you know, Mother of Dragons, right, from Game of Thrones. So Bill and I were just kind of having fun with this. If I had a baby boy, his name would be Jack Bauer.
The whole name?
First name, Jack Bauer, yes.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite character ever from 24, Kiefer Sutherland.
What if it was a girl?
Jackie Bauer.
I absolutely love it. In fact, I love it more. Little Jackie Bauer. She's so cute. Do reality shows count?
Yeah, a TV show. Yeah,
if
TV
I
show
were to
movie.
Pick one,
I think he's the coolest guy on the planet, Captain Lee from Below Deck on Bravo. You know, it's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, Captain is part of the first
thing.
Right.
Captain
Lee.
It works for a girl, too.
It does.
I had
you're
a dog
right.
named Captain.
Oh, that's right.
And there's a lot of females
name
named
baby.
Lee. Yeah, mm-hmm. Captain Lee, I would go with.
Okay. You know? I like it.
All right. But if you guys had a baby and named him or her after your favorite TV show or movie character, what would that name be? Give us a call. We want to hear about it. Maybe there's some Game of Thrones names out there.
I bet there are.
888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, if you had a baby and named him or her after your favorite TV or movie character, what name would you give? Now, we're asking this because the website Namerology.com says the top 25 fastest growing girl baby names include Khaleesi and Daenerys,
Love
of course,
it.
Both from Game of Thrones, same
mm-hmm.
person. Okay, so reality shows do count in this, we're saying. Okay, so boy or girl, I'd go with Captain Lee from Below Deck. He is the coolest person on the planet.
So Captain would be part of that name.
Captain would All be, right. and Captain Lee, boy or girl. What about you?
Mine would be Jack Bauer, mm-hmm. my favorite TV character from my most favorite TV show, 24. Go ahead, Pat. So what character would you name your baby?
Okay, well, I actually did this. My oldest, her name is Laura, and I named her after the character Laura Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to say Laura Spencer from General Hospital. I would have been all over that, but okay.
All right, Laura Petrie.
My family now laughs at me for it, but I always thought it was a great name, and she was very pretty in the show. So
anything Mary Tyler Moore is attached to, you know, it's
Aww.
Gold.
Yeah, so that is my daughter's name, and that's who she's named for.
Good for you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. All right, so give us a call. Totally hypothetical, but fun question here. If you had a baby, okay, and if you could name that baby after your favorite TV or movie character, what name would you give that baby?
Yeah, give us a call. We want to hear about it. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, if you could name a baby, a little baby, after a TV or movie character, what name would you give that little baby? Namerology.com has a list of the top 25 fastest growing girl baby names. They include Khaleesi and Daenerys, of course, from Game of Thrones.
I love that. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're having fun with this. So go ahead, Daniel. What character name would you give your baby?
I had a son, and I named my son Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
Jack-Jack? Honestly?
I love it.
Yeah. He reminded me of Jack-Jack as a baby, and my wife, like, all right, we have all these names, and you get to pick. And I'm like, I like Jack-Jack.
This is amazing.
That is wild.
I'm trying to think, what was Jack-Jack's superpower on The Incredibles? What did he do? Was he speed?
Speed.
He, like, morphed. He had a bunch of superpowers.
He had all their superpowers.
Oh, okay.
He had a bunch of superpowers.
Yeah.
He was, like, the strongest one. He is the strongest one.
And your Jack-Jack, is he just a superhero in your mind?
Oh, yes, he is.
So cool. You're a cool dad. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, Trish, go ahead. If you could name your baby after your favorite TV or movie character, what would that name be?
Well, when I was pregnant with my first son, General Hospital was on, and I was a big fan. And my son's name is Jeremy, after Jeremy Hunter when he was married to Erica Kane. But if I had a girl, it was going to be Erica.
For Erica Kane?
Yep.
I love it. All right, so if you can give a character name to your baby, TV or movie, what would it be? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
What TV or movie character name would you give your baby? Namerology.com listing the fastest growing baby names, and that list includes Khaleesi and Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
All right, Pam. So what did you name your baby?
Palmer.
After whom?
The movie Just Go With It with Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, and Brooklyn Decker. It was Brooklyn Decker's name.
So is Palmer a girl?
It is a girl, yes.
Love it.
I love that name.
Yeah, what does she think of it?
She loves it, and I get tons of compliments, so I'm happy I chose it.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Jack Bauer would be mine. My favorite show is 24.
I love it. The whole name, Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer's the first name, and if it's a girl, it's Jackie Bauer.
That's awesome. I'd go with Captain Lee, boy or girl. What about you guys? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So if you could name a baby after your favorite TV or movie character, okay, not the actor, but the actual character, what would that name be? And this came up because the website, Namerology.com, they've listed the top 25 fastest growing baby girl names. They include Khaleesi and Daenerys, which we just think is so funny, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the mother of dragons, of course. So how about you, Amy?
What character name would you give your baby?
Probably Miranda after Miranda Valley, Grey's Anatomy.
Nice. That's I think Miranda's a beautiful name.
Yeah, I think she's powerful. She's a good person. I just really like the character.
Yeah, it's a good character. How about you, Mary Beth?
When I was pregnant with my second son, I was sick, and I had nothing to watch, basically, except the Godfather movies.
Oh, my gosh. Did you name it Luca Brasi?
No. I fell in love with Al Pacino's character, Michael Corleone. That is what I named my now almost 30-year-old son.
Michael,
but not Michael Corleone.
That's awesome. I mean, The Godfather, come on. That might be the greatest movie ever made. Is your son Michael a fan as well?
No, ironically, he doesn't like the movie at all.
Oh,
how about
gosh.
That? Is he at least an Al Pacino fan?
No, not really. He's more of a De Niro fan.
All right. Well, I bet he liked The Irishman. Both of them were in there regardless. But that's very cool.
He did like that very much.
Great movie. Hey, you know what? You can name your baby Cash if you win the IQ. It's up to $202.
That's a cool name.
That is a very cool name. We both know somebody who named their baby Cash, actually. We're going to play at 740 for the IQ. Again, $202. Good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Let's talk baby names. The website Namerology.com listing the top 25 fastest growing baby girl names. And they include, surprisingly, Khaleesi and Daenerys from Game of Thrones. I'd go with Captain Lee as my baby name. Jen would go with Jack Bauer.
Or Jackie Bauer.
Or Jackie Bauer
if it's a girl.
I like it. So go ahead, Melissa.
My son is Oliver Clark after the Green Arrow, Oliver Queen, and Clark Kent, Superman.
Look at that. You are a DC superhero movie fan, aren't you? A TV fan.
Well, my husband is, and so I threw him a bone.
I love it.
I said, go ahead. That's fine.
Now, you're the one who gave birth to Oliver. He should have thrown you a bone and said, you name him whatever you want, my love.
Very true. But we were obsessed with the show, so
that's awesome.
I watched that show, too. I watch Arrow, so that's a great name.
Oh, awesome. And yeah, we actually got to meet Stephen Amell right after we had him. So it was pretty cool.
Quite a handsome fellow in person, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, definitely.
Good for you, Melissa. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So you know what, guys? The IQ is up to $202. We're going to play in about 10 minutes. And the question, it's a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation? There is an exact number in my head.
And that's what we're looking
for.
That's
right.
So we'll start taking your guesses again right around 7:40. Good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, $202 for this personal IQ. Here it is. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
This is ridiculous.
I have an exact number.
All
what
right,
is it?
These were yesterday's wrong guesses. If I were you, I would just keep track of these numbers.
I say 32.
37. 35. I was thinking 49. All seven right. A day.
I say 26.
Hi, I think it's 43.
Maybe 17.
No, none of those are it.
Yeah, and again, I kept exact count. This way I was working on vacation, so I can write this all off.
Oh, my God.
You see how that works?
That's why it doesn't work that way, my friend.
I think it does. IRS, are you listening?
All right. So start calling with your guesses right now. How many adult beverages did Bill have while he was on vacation last Saturday to this past Saturday, 1 week exactly, while in the Bahamas? Here's our number. And by the way, you'll win $202 if you guess the right number. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, $202 for the IQ this morning. It's a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Hey, Emily, let's see if you can guess the right number. What do you think?
I think 29.
29 is not it, although it was a very good year for me.
Thanks for trying.
And I can't wait for 30 to happen.
Oh, please.
All right, Mill, it's a personal IQ. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
27.
You go 27. Also a fine year for myself, but
oh my
not.
God. I didn't even think you remembered your 20s.
Oh, please. It was only a couple years ago.
Oh, stop it.
I keep telling you this.
Not 27.
Okay.
Let's do another one. B101, hi, who is this?
Yes, hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. All right, what is your guess, your number of adult beverages that Bill had over vacation?
25.
25, not it.
All right, and if you know Bill, it's probably higher than the 20s. I don't know. Is that our first hint?
Yeah, it's higher than the 20s.
Okay,
so
higher than
that.
The 20s. So keep calling then with your guesses. How many adult beverages did he have while on vacation? It is higher than the 20s. $202 in the jackpot if you guess it right. Good luck. And again, our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, it's a personal IQ, and it's worth $202. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Hey, Nancy, good morning. Okay, what number do you have in your mind?
How about 48?
48. Bill, is that it?
It is not 48, Nancy.
It is a lot. You're absolutely right, Nancy. And that's not it.
Higher or lower?
Can't tell you. Have a good one.
Debbie, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
45.
A little bit lower than Nancy just did. 45, you say, but it is not it. Although a great number that Michael Jordan once wore.
Yes.
That's when he made his big comeback. He wore the 4-5.
Hey, John, how about you? What number do you want to guess?
39.
How did you arrive at that number, John?
Lucky guess, I guess.
Unlucky guess. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
39's not it, John.
All right.
Julia, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
My guess is going to be 79.
Oh, my gosh. How many a day is that? You're going for that's like almost, what, 11 a day?
That is quite the session there, isn't it? Not it, Julia. I think my liver would shut down.
If anyone could do 11 a day, it would be you, Bill.
I probably could.
But you're saying that's not it.
It's not it. 79. Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Good Lord. All right, we're adding another $101 to this jackpot. This is so funny. Mm-hmm. All right, so tomorrow morning at 7:40, we will be up to $303. Keep calling with your guesses then tomorrow as to how many adult beverages you think Bill drank over 1 week's worth of vacation.
I just thought of a great Christmas gift you can get me. There's this t-shirt out there. It says, "Shut up, liver, you're fine."
Oh, my gosh.
And I want it for Christmas.
Done. Remind me, because it's only February. Right now, your Exogen Be Ready update.
All right, Market Street, a little bit closed right now. A lot closed.
A little bit closed.
A
tiny bit.
Yeah, you might be able to squeeze. No, I suggest not squeezing through. But at 46th Street, it is an accident there. So that's in West Philadelphia causing delay. You all right over there?
Yep.
Was that a cough or a sneeze?
It was only a little bit.
Poor Jen, I think you're fighting something again. Just don't breathe on me, please. Walt Whitman Bridge eastbound, right lane blocked off. Crews there setting up construction. Traffic sponsored by. I'm trying to read this commercial while watching you wipe your nose. It's unsettling.
Don't watch me, for heaven's sake.
I can't take my eyes off you.
I knew he was reading, so now I'm blowing my nose.
I'm still watching.
Get it clean.
All right, all this fun brought to you by Gary Barbera's Winters Are Mild Deals Are Wild on the Boulevard, $199 down or $199 a month.
Oh, my God.
Holy Jeep, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Wranglers, Renegades, Rams, even Chargers and Challengers. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. $199 down or $199 a month. Holy Jeep, Dodges and Rams. 802. Get me off the air. 802, now you're up to date.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Have you noticed the lack of the white stuff? And I am knocking on everything I say this. I saw this on NBC 10, so this could actually be the first February in Philadelphia on record that we didn't have even one snowflake.
Look at that.
Apparently, there are 8 previous winters when we only got some trace amounts of snow, but not one when there wasn't any snowfall at all. And this is a record I want us to hold on to, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do this. No snow in February.
That would be a dream. Absolutely. 28 days, 15 hours and 45 minutes until the first day of spring, which
That's
is Thursday, March 19th. It's not bad at all. We're hanging on. If you're looking for something fun to do this spring, how about the Broad Street Run? I believe that is May 3rd. Our very own producer, Nate, qualifying for the run. Now, what do you have to do to qualify for the Broad Street Run? Is it a brisk walk down Broad Street? Is it you just fill out an application? Is there an actual qualifying process?
No, they do ask you if you have run before. They ask you for your split time, but it's really just the lottery. I put my name in, and the other day they sent me an email saying, congratulations, you're in.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Does running from commitment count?
Bill, maybe.
If so, I'd win the Broad Street Run every year.
Please. Anyway. 10 miles, though, Nate. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. I haven't finished it yet, okay?
You will, though. I know you
and
will.
And listen, I asked him why he shaved his scruff, his beard. He said he wanted to be more aerodynamic when he trains. And it was it was less messy and stuff.
Shave those
there's
legs,
there's no scruff
too.
Anymore.
Oh, shave the legs.
Oh, yeah, I'll shave the legs. Okay. I'll go completely bald.
Look at that. we can get those strips.
Moving on.
Moving on. We can get the wax strips for you. But let's see if you guys can qualify to play Beat the Bee. This morning, your chance to win tickets to go see The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston's great songs coming to the Walnut Street Theater. And again, we're going to play at 8:30. Good luck. And good luck to you, Nate. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have a great prize to try and give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a pair of tickets to go see The Bodyguard at the Walnut Street Theater, which opens on May 12th. And this morning, we are playing with Rhonda from Millville, New Jersey. She was caller number 10.
All right, Rhonda, I'm going to ask Jen 5 trivia questions. This morning's category, Houston. Jen's going to have a problem.
Oh, my
gosh. It's trivia related to all things Houston, if you will. All you have to do, Rhonda, is guess whether or not Jen knows the answers. 3 out of 5 right, and you're going to win. So, Rhonda, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question 1, Jen. Whitney Houston made history with the single I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard.
Yes.
Of course. Who sang the original version of that great song? Rhonda, will she know that?
Yes.
1973.
Dolly Parton?
That is correct.
Yeah, it kind of came to me when you said that. Okay.
Good job. All right.
Yeah,
you're on
Rhonda.
The board, Rhonda. Here we go. Question 2. Jen, the Houston Astros are embroiled in a huge cheating scandal.
Okay.
What sport are they involved in? You're not great in sports, but let's see if you know this. Rhonda, do you think Jen will know?
Yes, she will.
It's all over the news. Let's see how much you pay attention.
The Astros are baseball.
That is correct. Look, I gave you an easy one. The reason I ask you that is you usually, you're so involved with the royal family and everything, you really don't pay attention to other news.
Bill, that is so not true.
I don't know.
My eyes and ears are open to things outside of England, too.
I don't think they are, but
hey. Oh, God.
Here we go. Question 3. Who was not born in Houston? Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, or Jennifer Garner? Which one of those 3 people were not born in Houston? Rhonda, will she know that?
Yes.
J-Lo was not.
That is correct.
Clean sweep. You swept it, Rhonda.
Wow. You make a wonderful team. Better than the Houston Astros, who cheat.
Well, congratulations, Rhonda. You have a pair of tickets to go see The Bodyguard, the musical, at the Walnut Street Theater.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Have a good time. I'm going to put you on hold to get your info.
Thank you.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 8:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.